8 Days to Redesign Your Destiny, Module 6, with Dr. Steve G. Jones. Welcome back. Welcome to Module 6. Did you do your homework for Module 5? Did you create your entire life plan? Now realize that you don't have to stick to that. That doesn't mean that that's the way your life is going to go, because you're going to make exciting changes along the way. Why did I have you look at your life and make an entire life plan? Well, because I want you to get excited about it. I want you to get excited about the future. The future is going to change in so many ways that you're not even seeing now. And it's going to change because you're going to start taking steps in the right direction. There are opportunities that are going to come your way that are outside of your imagination right now. But if you get a life plan, you're going to get excited. You're going to start moving in the direction that's going to put you in touch with those people, those opportunities, those concepts that are going to enrich your life and make it more and more powerful, more and more exciting. So in this module, we're going to talk about turning your positive thoughts into reality. Let's face it, right now, maybe all you have is a bunch of thoughts. You know, these five-year plans are nice. This lifelong plan is nice. Meditation's nice. But maybe right now for you, it's just a lot of thoughts. In this module, we're going to talk about turning that into reality. Realize that every accomplishment in the universe starts out as a single thought. Thoughts have the potential to be the catalyst of greatness, and the greatest inventions and scientific breakthroughs and entertainment ideas started out as thoughts. Somebody thought, that might be interesting, or I'm really interested in that. I think I'll pursue that. With positive thinking, people turn these thoughts into amazing things. They actually took what was in their head and made it part of a reality, part of something that everyone can enjoy and or benefit from. The cell phone, the computer, TV, light bulb, all of that began as thoughts. Thoughts brought about the cure, the treatments for many diseases. Thoughts. Just someone thought, what if we attempt this? What if we go in this direction? Lo and behold, it worked. Many times it didn't work, but that's part of the process and what kept everyone motivated as they worked toward cures for diseases and great inventions was the idea that they wanted to do it. It moved them. It motivated them. It made it happen. So that's what I want you to realize, that it's thoughts that become action that actually create your reality, that create your world. It's interesting when I work with people now, because these days I work with people who are able to manifest things very quickly. And when I think about doing something, shortly after that, I'm doing it. And so this program is an example of that. Many people spend a lot of time figuring out the first program they're going to create. If they want to help people, if they want to change the world, if they want to make a difference, if they want to share with others something that they have within their hearts, well, sometimes they spend a long time figuring out what that's going to be. Luckily, I've never been one of those people. I am a person who just makes things happen. And this program, as I'm creating it, reminds me of that entire process, puts me in touch with that. Because these days, I'm very much in tune with people who also think like that. But it wasn't always that way. It wasn't always that I thought, I'd like to create a program on this. Let's get an outline together. Let's create it. Let's edit it. Let's get it out there to help people. And having a team on board, because let's face it, every now and then when I'm recording, I make a little mistake. In other words, I say or I repeat something, or I say something with a jumbled voice, and I say something in a way that doesn't sound like what I meant it to say. It doesn't come out right. So I have to say, okay, edit that and take it out. That takes people behind the scenes to make the changes. There also has to be someone to build a website for it. There has to be someone to create information about it, to write about it in an interesting way so that people get excited about the product and they realize the possibilities it offers them. Well, these days I have a team of people around me who make all that happen. It's wonderful. But it wasn't always that way. Back in the old days when I first started making digital products around the year probably 2002, I had to do everything myself. I had to create the concept myself. I had to make the recording myself. I had to edit it myself. I had to promote it myself. I had to do everything myself. But I was able to do it. And the people who I was around that time kind of stood there and wondered, wow, how are you doing all of that? How are you making all of that happen? Well, nowadays, that doesn't happen because everyone I'm surrounded with thinks the same way. They're also manifesting, so they're not surprised by my ability to do it. No, because they have equal abilities in their own worlds, marketing abilities, writing abilities, editing abilities. They all have very highly developed skills, and that's the way it goes. When you start doing things, you eventually become in contact with the people who are also doing things, and then you're able to do even bigger things, even better things. You're able to move forward even more quickly. So that's the way it happens. But it all starts with thoughts. It all starts with the thoughts that I have within my mind and thoughts that other people I work with have in their minds. What would be great to help people with next? What can we create that's really going to benefit people? And a lot of times it comes from something that I have had struggles with in the past or that my clients have had struggles with. And we bring something into the world that has helped them and or has helped me, and we know it's going to help thousands of people. So I want you to realize that how you think changes the way you perceive your environment and your situation. When you think that anything is possible, well, it becomes possible. Whether or not you think you can do something, you are right. It was Ford who came up with that concept. Whether you think that you can or you can't, you are right. When you think you can do something, you're right. When you think you can't do something, I don't like that word, can't. But when you think that you can't do something, well, you're right, because you stop yourself. You start putting up barriers. You start looking for signs from the universe that it's not supposed to happen. Why do you look for that? Well, because you really don't want to do it in the first place. Probably is a sign, at least in your mind, because it's a sign that you feel negatively about it. So anything serves as a sign. But when you want to do something, you don't look at things as signs that you shouldn't do them. You look at them as exciting challenges. Okay, universe, you threw that in my way. Great. I'm going to learn from that, and I'm going to move forward. I'm going to make it happen. I remember going to a benefit a few years back, and I had to fly into this benefit, and I was with a group of people. We were going to go to this place where we were going to raise some money for some people to work on disease cures and so forth. My mom died of leukemia and my father died of emphysema, so I'm very much into helping people where I can. And I arrived there and I was with a group of people, and our only task, our only goal that day was to find the place where we were supposed to be so that we could take part in this. And we were walking around. It was a big city and we were attempting to find the place, and we kept making a lot of wrong turns. We got in a cab. The cab took us to where he thought it should be. The cab driver, he dropped us off. Turns out he was incorrect, and we were walking around. It was before the time of having, a map on your cell phone, and we were just kind of walking around. We called the place, and they gave us a description of where we were supposed to go, and it didn't make sense, and we didn't understand the way the city was laid out and so forth, and one of the people in the group said, it's a sign. It's a sign that we're not supposed to go there. And I'm talking about a benefit for people who have diseases. And this person looked at it as a sign that we shouldn't go there. And I thought, well, that's nonsense. This isn't a sign that we're not supposed to go there. This is just a challenge. And we need to step up to the challenge. So with a little more persistence, what we found out was that we were there already. We were actually pretty much right in front of the place. We just didn't realize it. We were already there. We went there, had a wonderful time. Actually, we were able to raise a tremendous amount of money to help with diseases. And it was just a wonderful time, great opportunity for everyone involved. And this person looked at that as a sign that we weren't supposed to go there. For some reason, we weren't supposed to make it happen. Well, what was really going on in that person's mind is that they were a little shy. And they were a little concerned about the publicity that was being generated, and they really didn't want to be part of that. And they didn't make that known until we were having these challenges. Then he said, oh, that's it. Basically, okay, let's wrap it up. Let's just go. Well, I had flown in. I'd taken a two-hour flight to get there. I wasn't going to wrap up anything. It was going to happen. I was going to be there even if I was there by myself. So I was going to make it happen. We made it happen. But that's an example of two different ways of looking at the same exact situation. And the ironic thing about that is we were already where we needed to be. One person was looking at it as a sign. The other person, being me, was looking at it as a challenge. And when you adopt the idea of this being your passion, also an important factor is that one person wanted to be there and one person didn't want to be there. When you look at your passion as somewhere you want to be, and you're sure you want to be there, then nothing's a sign anymore. Everything that comes up is a challenge, and an exciting challenge at that. And sometimes you find out you're already there and you didn't even realize it. So positive minds always search for the silver lining in any situation. And what makes a mind positive? Well, doing something that they want to do, doing something they actually believe in, doing something they feel good about. Negativity keeps any silver lining invisible, so that you can perceive no options, so that you think everything's going to be failure. There's a big difference. And the way that you make this work is by always focusing on something that you want to do, something that drives you, something that's really part of your passion. That person who was with me really didn't want to be there. That really wasn't something he wanted to do. Anything was serving as an excuse. So positive thoughts thoughts that are positively charged. They're a catalyst for turning dreams into reality, for making things actually happen. It was just a thought until we got there. When we got there, it was actually happening. We're actually able to raise the money, participate in the event, and so forth. It became reality. Positive thoughts, in that case, my positive thoughts, are what made it happen. When you think positively, you feel better. And when you feel better, you do more. You get more done. So think about all the achievements that have been brought into your life thanks to positive thinkers, people who really did things, got out there. I'm amazed every day when I see airplanes fly. I think, I don't know if I would have really honestly believed that that was possible to get that very large bit of metal and furniture, all these chairs and the airplanes up there and make it fly. I don't know if I would have thought of that. When I see tall buildings, I think, I don't know if I would have really gone for that. I don't know if I would have thought of that, that if you put another floor on top of another floor and keep on going, that it's going to be safe, that it's going to work out. I don't know that I would have thought that. I really don't. But thank goodness somebody did. Thank goodness somebody said, you know, we can build up. We don't have to build out. We've got this much land. We're going to build up. You know, I want people to get from this point to this point, and I want to get a lot of them on the plane at one time, 200 of them, and I want this plane to be able to fly across water for long distances, and I'm going to make it happen. So a group of people got together and made it happen over many years, and they kept believing. I don't know if I would have been one of those people. I don't know if I would have been that, because that's not my passion. It's not my passion to build tall buildings or to make things fly, but I'm amazed when I see it. For some people, it's not their passion to create self-help products that help thousands of people. And they look at that and they say, wow, that would be a lot of work. I don't know if I ever would have thought that was possible, that you could do that, that you create all those products and help all those people. But for me, it's just natural. For people who are into aviation, it's just natural for them to think in terms of aviation. For people who are architects and who believe in tall buildings and making things happen and helping a lot of people live or have office space and helping them do it efficiently in a tall building, that's their passion. They make it happen. So whatever your passion is, you're going to make it happen. Everyone else who's not into it is going to look at it and say, how did they do that? Well, you did it because you followed your passion. Everything became easy. Nothing was a problem. Everything that came up was a challenge that inspired you to move forward even more. So once you begin thinking positively, your goals become achievable. The very moment your mind shifts from negative to positive, that's the moment that you're set free. That's the moment that you start believing in yourself. And this happens by, yes, you tapping into your destiny. What you really want to do. It will be as if you can see everything clearly for the first time when you tap into your destiny. So you can use this to your advantage and take action toward making your own reality. Now, I want you to get ready to join me in the next module, whenever that is for you. Maybe it's tomorrow, maybe it's next week, but I want you to keep moving forward. And if you're this far along, then you've already demonstrated to yourself that you're the kind of person who gets things done. So keep going. Keep going all the way through module 8. Now, the next module is module 7, and that is about improving your life. Improving your life is very important if you want to get where you want to be, if you want to fulfill your destiny. So join me in that module as we talk about improving your life. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.